straight. The world feels smaller, yet the trees look taller. There's enchantment in the air.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. And for this hour, you will be listening to Rhyme or Reason with your lovely, lovely host, DJ J May. Before I get into it, y'all are going to listen to a quick little PSA, and then I'll come back. All right, I'll be right with you guys.
Care to Stop Violence is a campus resource housed in UMD's University Health Center. The CARE office provides free, confidential advocacy and therapy services for survivors of sexual assault, relationship violence, stalking, and sexual harassment. Survivors and their supporters can make an appointment with a trained advocate or call our 24/7 hot crisis line to speak to someone right away. Additionally, we work to empower the campus community to prevent power-based violence through educational presentations, events, and outreach activities. Learn more about our available services and programs by visiting health.umd.edu/care.
All right. Thank you, CARE UMD. That was kind of a long one. I wasn't expecting that, but thank you so much. Shout out to the Health Center. Okay, happy Friday, everyone. We made it to the end of the week. I hope you all had a lovely, lovely week. Shout out. It was a little warmer. I was like wearing a sweatshirt, and this time it like wasn't freezing cold. Okay, so I was debating, hey, those of you who follow the rhyme.or.reason.wmuc Instagram hashtag plug, no, but I will explain. Oh, wait, before I get into this week's episode and explaining what I'm about to explain, for those of you who don't know how it goes, we read some poetry here, we play some music, whether that fits along, you know, thematically or just based off of vibes, but either way, there is always rhyme or reason. All right, so I wanted to either do a Valentine's Day or something else, obviously, because there's going to be something. And Valentine's Day is super easy with poetry. I feel like there's so many love poems out there. They're everywhere. But everybody else on the Instagram poll voted for V-Day, but V stands for something else. And in my head, there was a clear answer of what this V stood for. However, we are on the public radio, and the first answer that came to my head, I don't think, would be appropriate for the public radio. I told one of my friends, and he was like, on public radio talking about some V-Day. And so I decided not to. But we're doing Villain Day! Yippee! I put a picture of some of my favorite villains on the Instagram as well. Azula is my number one top favorite villain of all time. She's just misunderstood. I won't even get more into it because, like, y'all should already know. All right, let's get into the poetry. Let's get into the episode. Wow, I'm like really flying through. I flew through that intro. We're making great time. Okay, so the first poem I have is by Anne Sexton, and if y'all don't know her lore, you don't have to look it up, because it's really sad, speaking as a victim. However, she is actually, like, such a villain. Like, she's so bad, but her poetry is pretty good and pretty famous, and I think it really, really fits with the theme that we have going today for villains. She definitely knew she was a villain. It perplexes me when people understand that they're bad and then continue to exploit that, like, for their art, in maybe the idea that the art will be better from a more, like, pure, raw place. I don't believe in that. You guys just don't have to be evil, I swear. Like, it's so much better if you're not evil, I promise. But this is Her Kind by Anne Sexton. Yeah, this is her, like, being like, I'm a villain. All right. I have gone out, a possessed witch, haunting the black air, braver at night, dreaming evil, I have done my hitch, over the plain houses, light by light, lonely thing, 12-fingered, out of mind. A woman like that is not a woman quite. I have been her kind. I have found the worn caves in the woods, filled them with skillets, carving shelves, closets, silks, innumerable goods, fixed the suppers for the worms and elves, whining, rearranging the disaligned. A woman like that is misunderstood. I have been her kind. I have ridden in your cart, driver, waved my nude arms at villages going by, learning the last bright roots, survivor, where your flames still bite my thigh, and my ribs crack where your wheels wind. A woman like that is not ashamed to die. I have been her kind. And that was Her Kind by Anne Sexton. Such a villain, such a bad person. Such beautiful poetry, I will say. So I wanted to start us out with like a chill vibe. So I have some Wise Blood, also one of my absolute favorites. This Is the Worst Is Done by Wise Blood. I thought the title was quite fitting. Like, the worst is done. Villain, worst, right? Okay, this is Wise Blood. Thanks for tuning in to WMU Slay. Okay, thank you, Wise Blood. So beautiful, as always. Welcome back. I'm back. Just one song for that section. Okay, so the next poem I have for you guys is one that I found in my textbook for a Spanish class that I'm taking, Sobre el Modernismo, específicamente en Latina America. But there are two women, authors who both went by, what's the word? I want to say synonym, but I know that's not right at all. It's when you, like, publish a work under a different name. I want to say anagram, but I know that's also not right. Well, you know what I'm talking about. There are two women, and of course I had to include them in today's episode and highlight their work. This is like I Hate My Boyfriend Final Boss. And this is a 1919 poem by Alfonsia Storni. Yes. Y el título es Hombre Pequeñito, which means little man, if you guys don't know. But honestly, okay, I was gonna say, like, I feel like you guys will understand what I'm saying when I read this poem, but you actually probably don't, because you probably don't know Spanish, unless you do, which, shout out, I love you, I know Spanish too. But this is a 1919 poem, so for this time to, like, I Hate My Boyfriend Final Boss it was really ballsy. So shout out to my beautiful lover, Alfonsia. Okay, this is Hombre Pequeñito. Hombre pequeñito, suelta a tu canario que quiere volar. Yo soy el canario, hombre pequeñito, déjame saltar. Estuve en tu juala, hombre pequeñito, ¿qué juala me das? Digo pequeñito porque no me entiendes, ni me entenderás. Tampoco te entiendo. Pero mientras tanto, ábreme la juala que quiero escapar. Hombre pequeñito, te amé media hora. No me pidas más. Okay, I'd like to do a little quick translation. She's just saying, little man, let your canary free. I'm the canary, little man. Let me fly. I was in your cage, or juala is like jail or cage. I was in your cage, little man, what a cage you give me. I say little because you don't understand me, and you never will. I don't understand you either. But, oh, she's saying, but open the cage that I want to escape, little man. I have loved you for half an hour. Don't ask me for more. That's my favorite part. I've loved you for a half hour. Don't ask me for more. Like, I hate my boyfriend Final Boss. My old roommate, literally, like, she was such a hater. She has, like, three older sisters. Why am I, like, airing her? It's okay. She's probably not listening. If you are, I love you. Please don't get it upset at me. She has, like, three older sisters, so I definitely see, like, where it's coming from, and I think it's, like, really sweet, actually, and endearing to me to see, like, she has three older sisters, and, like, her dad is the only, like, man in the family, and she's the youngest. Like, of course she hates her boyfriend. Like, of course she expects, like, the best of him. But I think it's really sweet, and it kind of reminds me of her, because she's Mexican also. Shout out. All right, so the songs for this section, the first one that I want to play is Fishing Around by, I want to say, Zella Fella. I think this matched the vibe really perfectly of I Hate My Man. Just kind of, like, angry, but also in the cage. I will talk about this poem a little more. I think it's quite simple, but quite profound in the same way, because I'll always, like, when I read this, I was like, oh my gosh, you get it. Because I've been writing about cage, women in cages. And it's kind of seen as this inescapable thing, this reality this natural reality that is just, you know, the situation. So it's like, you know, just let me out of the cage for now, but I'll come back because that's just the way things are. I don't really know where I was going with that, but I just really like that. So fishing around has that, like, hateful, not hateful, angry energy, but I think it still holds this sentiment of, like, I'm going to return to this cage. I thought it, like, fit very nicely. And then after that, I'm going to play El Muchacho de los Ojos Tristes. You've probably heard this song. It's kind of just like, aw, little guy. He got sad eyes. A little boy with sad eyes. And I thought it fit pretty well with the vibe of the song and the vibe of what I'm saying right now. All right, so without further ado, let's listen to the music.
We'll be right back. Ni una simple sonrisa, ni un poco de luz en sus ojos profundos. Ni siquiera el reflejo de algún pensamiento que alegre su mundo. Hay tristeza en sus ojos, hablando y callando y bailando conmigo. Una pena lejana que llega a mi alma y se hace cariño. El muchacho de los ojos tristes vive solo y necesita amor, como el aire necesita verme, como a solo necesito yo. El muchacho de los ojos tristes encontrado al fin una razón para hacer que su mirada ría con mis besos y mi gran amor. Ni su nombre conozco y ya quiero volver a encontrármelo a solas. Y en sus ojos de otoño dormir poco a poco olvidando las horas. Yo pretendo saber por qué extraña razón hoy sus ojos no ríen. Yo pretendo lograr con ternura y amor ver sus ojos felices. El muchacho de los ojos tristes vive solo y necesita amor, como el aire necesita verme, como a solo necesito yo. El muchacho de los ojos tristes ha encontrado al fin una razón para hacer que su mirada ría con mis besos y mi gran amor. El muchacho de los ojos tristes vive solo y necesita amor, como el aire necesita.
Alrighty, that was El Muchacho de los Ojos Tristes, and then before that it was Fishing Around. I'm sorry if you heard that. That was a little sneak peek to what's next. Okay, next poem. Very exciting. We're getting to the original time. So far, there's only been two shows, but so far, I've been doing an original for each show, and I'm going to try to continue that. So, original time. This doesn't really have a title, but a working title is Kitchen Full of Crumbs. It's an angry piece, and I'm just going to read it because I think it speaks for itself. When men show up to my work, I feel like an animal in her cage. I am not your deity to worship. I will not care for you. I do not represent a new beginning, a new light. To you, I am nothing. You want me to be everything for my beauty, the blank slate it creates, an inspiration for your canvas of lived experience, a stroke of color across the page. You must know that this is nothing. The way that the air you breathe is nothing. The life you give and the life you take, the life you share and that which you deny, it's nothing. I am nothing. To you, I am but an ant in your kitchen full of crumbs. That last line, I wrote it. I wrote this obviously at work. I'll just go in my little spiel. Many a times I've told, and this is only men have done this. No woman has ever done this to me. I've told men like where I work, just as an anecdote, as a fun fact. And they will show up at my work. Like, I don't know. I have to specifically say now, like, please don't come. And it makes me feel degraded. Like, I'm just like in a hat, guys. I'm in a hat and I'm serving y'all. Like, I just can't do it. I feel like an ant in a kitchen full of crumbs. in your kitchen full of crumbs. I think that's the biggest part of it. It's like, and I thought it went along really well. I was thinking of it because I think it went along really well with the piece that we read before about the caged bird. And I feel like that bird a lot of the times. And it's kind of scary when somebody holds you in your hands like you're a little baby bird. But sometimes it's good. All right. Anyways, the music for this section is very personal to me. I have Best to You by Blood Orange and Collector by Dafo, two songs that are like two of my favorites, like absolute favorites. And the catharsis I feel is just so meaningful to me. All right, let's listen to the music.
The best to you.
Do you really want to?
I can't be the only one.
Did he even
know it? Who can be the best to you? Be the best to you.
Say that's a hoax. fly to spare myself the guilt, 'cause I'm a shame collector. I'm a hoarder. I will share a story I should keep private. I know I'm a lot, wish I could stay quiet, but I'm just trying to let go. I think it helps me to expose the shame collection.
Alrighty, thank you Dafo with Collector, and thank you Blood Orange with Best to You. Both absolute favorites. You know I was singing those in the studio. Just know I was singing along with you. Collector, just, it means so much to me. Like, I would get there late at my own convenience. I disappear sometimes. It's something that I feel shameful for, because I don't want to have to disappear, but you know, I think the upside to that is kind of like, there are friends who are like, oh, like she's just going on a walk. Like, oh, she just says this. And I feel like it really warms my heart, because I'm like, oh, you guys know, like, I'm okay. I just need to like disappear a little bit sometimes. All right. So the next poem I have is from Shakespeare. It's a sonnet. We did some rhymes last week. This is Sonnet 144, Two Loves I Have of Comfort and Despair. Two loves I have of comfort and despair, which like two spirits do suggest me still. The better angel is a man right far, right fair. The worser spirit, a woman colored ill. To win me soon to hell, my female evil tempeth my better angel from my side, and would corrupt my saint to be a devil, wooing his purity with her foul pride. And whether that my angel be turned fiend, suspect I may, yet not directly tell, but being both from me, both to each friend, I guess one angel in another's hell. Yet this shall I ne'er know, but live in doubt, till my bad angel fire my good one out. I love this. It's like angel and devil on my shoulder. And the evilness is female, which I've found is pretty common throughout themes, just like in general. Like the moon is female, the sun is male. The moon is kind of dark, mysterious, alluring. And there's another, oh, yin and yang. The female is darkness. The female energy is darkness. And I can say that I do agree. Men are villains. Don't get me wrong. Y'all know how I feel. But there is kind of like this seductive, dark energy from females that I so absolutely love. That's kind of, again, seductive. It's like, it draws you in. It pulls you in. to the darkness. And I think that, at least for me, that was pretty beautifully displayed here. Thank you, Shakespeare, I guess. So the songs I have for this, I have Oblivion by Grimes and More by the Greeting Committee. Oblivion by Grimes, I think, is like perfect. I think it, for me, it's literally like the devil and the angel, and it's like running. I used to run to this song at home, and I used to like, okay, it wasn't like fake. Like, I actually thought somebody was chasing me, but like, just for the fun of it, like, I would like listen to this song and pretend somebody was chasing me and like run really fast. I don't know. That was like something I would do in high school, but then I would like actually get scared and think there was like a man after me. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt. All right, let's just get into the music. Okay. Alrighty. That was... So sorry. Alrighty, that was More by the Greeting Committee. And right now, you are listening to Stone by Ravina. I just kind of wanted to put this as like a transition because I always love to end on like a positive note. And I absolutely will. And Ravina is... she's just one of my favorites. Ravina is to me what Ethel Kane is to DJ Momo. If you're hip to DJ Momo, you're a real one. This is her show. She's just so graciously allowing me to take over for this semester. Okay, and I had a poem that I wanted to read. It's a very short one. I'm gonna start singing. I'm sorry. I need to like resist the urge. I'm gonna start singing. Okay. Sorry. This is The Witch. And it's translated from Chinese. The original poet is, I'm sorry, Ye Hui. And it's translated by Dong Li. All right. Let me turn her down for a bit. On the bridge, a village witch tells me, you see nothing, clearly, since all your eyes... so sorry, guys. Since in all your eyes, a fog gathers generations. Yeah, it's about being cloudy, about not being able to see clearly. And Ravina actually helps me see clearly. I listen to her every time I need to like take a breath and calm down and clear the fog, so to speak. All right, just enjoy a little bit rest of this, and then I have my last poem that I'm going to read. It's an Alice Walker poem, and it's my absolute favorite. So if you're here for that, I love you. Yeah. Thank you, Ravina. So beautiful, as always. That was Stone by Ravina. And we are on our last poem. This is Never Offer Your Heart to Someone Who Eats Hearts by Alice Walker. And it was actually the whole inspiration for this episode. I love Alice Walker. She's my goat. I had something else to say, but I'm going to let the poem speak for itself. Never offer your heart to someone who eats hearts. Who finds heart meat delicious, but not rare. Who sucks the juices drop by drop and bloody-chinned grins like a god. Never offer your heart to a heart-gravy lover. Your stewed, over-seasoned, heart-consumed, he will sop up your grief with bread and send it shuttling from side to side in his mouth like bubblegum. If you find yourself in love with a person who eats hearts, these things you must do. Freeze your heart immediately. Let him, next time he examines your chest, find your heart cold, flinty, and unappetizing. Refrain from kissing, lest he in revenge dampen the spark in your soul. Now, sail away to Africa, where holy women await you on the shore, long having practiced the art of replacing hearts with God and song. And that was Never Offer Your Heart to Someone Who Eats Hearts by Alice Walker. I thought it was such a perfect note to end on because, oh my goodness, I'm looking at the time and I have 10 minutes. Interesting. I thought I would have less time. Interesting. But I thought it was a really good poem to end on because of the ending lines about replacing hearts with God and song. And that's, I feel that like on such a personal level, I feel the healing energy of music is so beautiful to me and so meaningful. Especially through a feminine energy for me. So the last song I have for you is Zadie Bobo. It's a recommendation that I got. In the summer I was in a hole, I was in a rut with music because I felt like I was just listening to the same thing over and over, and I was like, guys, please, please give me recommendations. And my friend Hawa recommended this to me, and it's a very, it's like a very, let's say like upbeat, positive song that which I think, you know, Alice Walker is referring to in the end of her poem. I do have time. Wait, this is wonderful that I have time to get into this. There are some genres of music specifically. If you guys don't know, I did Feast Your Soul for my first 2 years here. It was my show. I did neo-soul, soul, indie, all that good stuff. And soul, and neo-soul, it's one of the very special genres in which it's very uplifting. You listen to soul and you feel good. It's positive. It connects you to others, I feel. But it's rooted in a lot of pain, which really, I think really goes along with the poem that we read. If you listen to the lyrics, if you listen to Marvin Gaye, his lyrics, what he's singing about, it's about repression. It's about oppression. It's about being on the other side of hurt, and it's expressed in such a beautiful way through music, in such an uplifting way through music. And this really goes along with Black artists, especially here in America, which, shout out Black History Month. I don't know if I shouted out Black History Month last week, but big shout out. I love you guys. Happy Black History Month. You mean so much to me. But yeah, resistance through joy and happiness in music means so much to me. It always will. Which is why the soul genre is always going to be one of my favorites. Actually, my favorite. Let's just say my favorite. And I think this poem really beautifully goes into that feeling. All right, so without further ado, I just wanted to thank you guys for listening today. If you are still here or if you just tuned in, hey, hi. I love you. I say this every time, but this is my favorite part of the week. It's my best part of the week. And it just means a lot when you guys tune in and hang out with me and listen to some poetry and listen to some music with me. But all right, there are some great shows for the rest of the day. Have a beautiful weekend. For those of you who celebrate Valentine's Day, happy Valentine's Day. I have so much love in my heart. I do, I promise, even though this was a villain episode. All right. Goodbye, guys. I'll see you next week. And this is Zadie Bobo.
para jugo corolea.
Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside with it.